This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Through June 20th, save on all Michelin tires, plus get free installation with a $70 mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And save $100 on a four-wheel brake job after a mail-in rebate. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Morning there, sir.
Hey, I want you to do a radio ad about Geico's fast and easy claim service. Well, here's a list of things to talk about.
Goodness, lot to say here. 24-7 help with many claims settled in 48 hours, convenient auto repair express shops, outstanding emergency road service.
What if you sang a jingle or something?
Couldn't do that, sir. There's already a nice tune at the end of all my commercials.
There is?
Yeah, little guitar strum. Kind of goes like...
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him a best friend hug. Doug, Doug, oh, Doug, 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 Doug.
Hey, Dean, 20, you all right, mate?
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we are ready for this Wednesday edition. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, and we are looking at emails, we're looking at phones, we're looking at guests. It's all on the program today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show today, Jamie Shoup, associate head coach at Florida State. They head to the College World Series. They'll have the opening game against TCU. James Hale from 1400 KREF in Oklahoma is going to join us to talk about a little bit about baseball, but a little bit about why we're not hearing anything from Oklahoma. The university president, or AD, excuse me, did say, hey, we're looking at a TV network, too. Really, anybody going to watch an Oklahoma network? No. Sorry. So he's going to join us as well to talk about Oklahoma State of the Big 12, their baseball program, and Loper Link coming up at the end of the show today as well. We'll be talking and recapping the Blue Gold. Sean Fairbanks is going to stop in and join us as well on the program today. NBA, as I predicted yesterday, a blowout. I was right for once. Oh, wait a minute. Again. That's right. Blowout City. I'm looking for a great game tomorrow night between the Celtics and the Lakers.
Yeah, over from the Boston's never in that game. It looked like Lakers have so much more energy than the Celtics all of a sudden. And now you kind of left shaking your head. I think, what happened last night?
I'm not shaking my head. Exactly what I thought would happen. The Celtics went through a practice. They need the rest. The Lakers don't. Lakers needed to win. The Celtics put all their chips in for Game 7, and they knew it going in. And that's exactly what it looked like last night. That's exactly what it looked like. I mean, it does not surprise me one bit how that game was played last night, how bad it would have been to watch in person.
How in one game, though, does the Lakers bench all of a sudden rise up and do what they
did? Because the Celtics didn't care. They didn't care. The sad thing was, maybe if they had cared a little bit last night, it's not like the Lakers played that well against the team that didn't care. Now, again, that's my view. 888-455-ESPN. Our Ace Hardware bull or no bull. Let's go with that for today. Ace Hardware in Kearney and Grand Island. They back everything they sell with service after the sale and free in-town delivery. Celtics didn't care last night. Bull or no bull. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And again, I'm not saying Well, I guess I am. That they didn't care. Yes, it's the a chance to win the NBA title. They knew that they have one chance to win the NBA title. It was come off one day rest, cross-country trip, not even a full day rest, and play in Game 6, or take some time off and play in Game 7.
Fair enough. I respect that opinion. I don't know how in Game 6 you're not up for that, excited for that. If you are playing to win one in L.A., I think you would try and take it out early, but they had no energy. You're right, Doug. The Lakers played much, much better from the start of that game. Boston out of it early.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow. Game 7 is right here on ESPN Radio. Looking forward to that.
Got Sooner Steve on the line here.
Oh, we have phone calls.
Yeah.
Sooner, go ahead. What's going on?
Well, I got a lot of stuff to talk about, but first of all, I heard, and this ain't even on Tony, the other knucklehead squawking the other day about how since the Big 12 was formed, the dominant teams in football have been Nebraska and Texas. I was going to call in the last two or three days, but I've been trying to drink enough beer for that to make sense. There's not enough beer.
I have the statistics right here that prove my point.
Well, you give me your statistics, I'll give you mine.
Michigan, the winningest football program in college football history. Nebraska won't play, not in their division. Texas was third winningest. They're in the South. Ohio State, they're in the East, won't play. Oklahoma in the South of the Big 12, won't play. Penn State in the East of the new Big 10 arrangement, won't play. Colorado, 22nd. A&M, 24th. Michigan State, 32nd. Minnesota, 38th. Wisconsin, 46th. Won't play Michigan State either. Minnesota is the winningest college football program that Nebraska is going to have every year on their schedule. Minnesota.
We must have had a miscommunication. I'm talking about Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska.
Well, okay, am I missing the point here?
Yeah, I'll just give you a few facts about we're going to debate who's been the dominant football team since the Big 12 was formed.
I don't think I ever said Nebraska was the
dominant football team. No, you can't do that. We've got to take out 4 years of Bill Callahan trying to ruin our proud university.
Well, there was a few years before Bill Callahan. There's been a couple of years after him.
Yeah, the year we won the national championship. I'll take that. Oklahoma has one national championship. Texas has one national championship. I never said Nebraska was the most dominant team in the Big 12 Conference. Never said that.
I'll just give you some facts. Okay. Conference championship since the Big 12 was formed. Okay, conference championship game records. The Big Pink has won 2 and lost 3. The Horns, Little Horns, have won 3 and lost 2. The Real Big Red has won 6 and lost 1. They've won more than Texas and the Big Pink put together. National championships, Nebraska has a half, which is very dubious. Michigan's really got it. The Horns got 1. The Real Big Red's got 1. BCS championship games, the Big Pink won.
13 points.
The Horns 2. The Real Big Red 4. BCS games, the Big Pink 2, the Horns 4, the Real Big Red 7. Now, who's the dominant team in the Big 12?
Sooner. You got to get those crimson glasses off. And by the way, I do have to ask you this before we say and bid adieu for the day. What color underwear is Texas wearing today? Because you Oklahoma fans have your head so far up there, you should be able to see the fabric, okay?
We're not afraid of them.
Sooner, love you, buddy. See ya.
Yep, bye.
Missouri's Governor Tom and Hastings says children should be seen and not heard. Missouri's Governor said it'll be better basketball conference now.
Fair enough. This is amazing. That's what, you were... I'll be right back.
This is the weirdest co-host in the history of ever. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you on the program today. and talk a little bit about what's going on with the College World Series, what's going on with continued realignment, which is just a head-scratcher for all that is involved. But joining us now as they get ready to return to the College World Series in Omaha, Florida State, and they're going to be the first game right here on ESPN 1460, and we're looking forward to welcoming him back to Omaha. He's been here before. He's played for Florida State, and now in his 20th member of the Florida State coaching staff, Jamie Shoup joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? How's everybody out there?
Well, we're waiting for the festivities to get going, and I'm sure that the Seminole fans are doing the same. Congratulations on the Super Regional win.
Thank you. It's quite exciting for us. We got a fairly young ball club, and then we've got some kids that played out there in 2008, and they're looking forward to returning back to Omaha and closing down Rosenblatt Stadium.
Coach, was that the focus, making it back for this last time to Rosenblatt when you've had so many great memories there?
Absolutely. It was, for our ball club, it was the focus to get back because so many of these players went out there as a freshman. Tyler Holt, our so-called leader for our baseball team, our center fielder, All-American guy. Buster Posey, we kind of rode his shoulders out there in 2008, and he took Mike McGee and Tyler Holt and Stuart Tapley and a lot of those guys that were freshmen at the time with him out there. And, we didn't play extremely well in 2008. So those guys were looking to get back. And then for Coach Martin, who's been there 16 times, I think, in the 20 times that Florida State has been there, it was special for us to get him back out there to close out Rosenblatt Stadium as many times as he's been there and many games that he's played in Rosenblatt.
Florida State's Jamie Shoup is joining us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, this hasn't just been running off 20 wins at a time for your ball club this season. You did have some rocky moments. What was going on that you had to overcome to get the second half of the season as you wanted it?
Well, I think everybody that goes through a college baseball season will tell you that college baseball, the landscape itself has changed. I know that's been the whole talk with the realignment in college football, but in baseball, it's changed several years back. The competition is so much better now than it used to be. You look at Virginia and Texas, two teams that were 1, 2, or 3 all season long, and neither one of those teams are in Omaha. Parity in college baseball has been, with 11.7 scholarships to put 35 guys on the field, 27 for postseason. There's, no other sport has the parity that we have. Now they're starting to take these assistant coaches from, programs that get out there every year, and they start to run their own programs. TCU, a great example, their first year going, Jim's done such a good job there. So there's so much more parity now. I think everybody that makes it there, they hit a time in their season, their schedule where, things start to turn bad for them. And, you got to look to the leadership of guys like Tyler Holt, guys that have been there, Mike McGee, to get your team back on track so that you're able to play good baseball down the stretch, what we call the second season, the postseason, and our guys were able to do that. And it's not been easy, but it's been a journey that we've enjoyed. Just watching our guys compete, they never quit. We've had several come from behind ball games. Mike McGee's had 2 walk off home runs. It's just a club that never quits, and we're looking forward to getting back to Rosenblatt Stadium and competing.
Jamie, you look back to start your schedule off. You guys played so many home baseball games. Does that help you establish the role you want to get on for the rest of the season? About 21 out of the first 26 were at home.
Yeah, we have a very nice facility here. Our administration does a great job of keeping our facilities up to date. And, we with the money that they put into our facilities, until we get into conference play, we really don't do a lot of traveling. We don't play many games on the road. Our fans, we have very good fans, and it's just no reason for us to leave during the early part of the year until we get in the conference and we're mandated by conference rules to go somewhere else and play. Surprisingly, we try to gear our baseball team to our baseball field as well. And even though we were one of the top 16 seeds, we were sent up to UConn to play. And I think our guys in the regional tournament, and I think our guys took that as a challenge as well, a disrespect type thing. And they went up there and were able to play well against Oregon in the 2 games that determined whether we would move on to the Super Regional. And, our guys play with a chip on their shoulder. There are a lot of guys that feel like they've been slighted sometimes, and I think they may play better when they feel that way.
Jamie Shoup, associate head coach at Florida State, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yeah, it's probably not hard to find a game in Florida or somebody to come play Florida State. It's not hard to find players either. You look at the roster, there's only a handful, maybe four players that aren't from Florida. But you mentioned this young man already, Mike McGee, who does it on the mound for you, and he does it at the plate for you, leads you with 15 home runs. He's hitting 328. How in this day and age can you get a kid that has just so much talent that can do so many things for you?
Well, we early part of the season, Mike McGee was not even going to pitch much. He was our third starter last year, and we kind of hit a little bump against Virginia where we gave up five runs in the ninth inning. They came back and beat us, and we weren't satisfied, obviously, with the results of that, and we decided to look at our closing situation. And we had known that Mike McGee had done that in high school and done that in summer ball a lot. He'd closed out ball games, so we went to him, and you know, he's not a guy that talks a whole lot, but when we went to him, you could just see his face light up. It was a role that he had always enjoyed having. He wanted to be out there on the line, and he pitched extremely well in that role for us. And really, the 15 home runs, I think he hit 17 or 19 last year. The 15 home runs are great. The defense that he plays in the left field, he's our third hole hitter. All that's great, but when that game's on the line and those three outs at the end of the ball game, the hardest three outs to get. When that situation presents itself, and you know he's been perfect, and I think he's blown one save in which we won the ball game. But he's been 12 for 13 in save opportunities, and again the one that he gave up a run in, we came back and won that ball game. So he has just been lights out on the hill for us all year long. If you look at his pitching numbers, they're incredible. And he's a guy that loves and enjoys that role. He's an ultimate competitor. I mean, two walk-off home runs, one against Miami and then one against Vandy in the Super Regional. Those are big ball games, so he just seems to have a niche for playing well in big situations and big opportunities.
Jamie Shoup, pitching coach for the University of Florida State, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you look at TCU, this was the poll question up on their website. What impresses you more, a single season with 90 home runs, three weekend starters posting a 35-2 record, or all nine starters hitting over 300? Which one of those impresses you the most?
You know, I think you kind of pick your poison. We're looking forward to competing against TCU or anybody, and I think our guys will look at it that way. You know, college kids, they don't really delve into the numbers. They don't really study those like we do as a coaching staff. So, you know, all they know is they've got nine innings of baseball to play starting Saturday at 2 o'clock where they've always wanted to play and where they wanted to end their season at. And so they feel good about that, and I don't think they're worried about who they're playing. They're just worried about playing the game as well as they can play the game. And that's the way they've looked at it all year long. You know, we've played some good baseball teams. We played University of Florida four times already. They're a College World Series team. Virginia, they're in our conference. Clemson, they're in our conference. They're in the World Series this year. You know, Miami, year in and year out, is very, very good. Very good baseball team again this year. So we played good competition all year long. Our guys really don't concern themselves on who they're playing. They just concern themselves on playing the game of baseball and playing it as well as they can play it.
Jamie, I think when you look at your pitching, that one thing that stands out to me is maybe the depth of it. When you look at the three starters that go for TCU, you guys have got eight people that have gobbled up innings where they've only got three. Depth of the College World Series is always something that factors in as the week goes on. Is that a big advantage for you?
I think it's good for us. Whether that's an advantage or not, I don't know. But it's certainly good for us. Hold on one second, Mike. I'm going to lie. Sorry about that.
The boss is calling.
They're doing some construction here at the stadium. So you know, we're just looking forward to competing. I mean, that's the whole thing. We like our baseball team. Depth wise, pitching wise, we do have some depth, but you know, in the format in Omaha, it's not as important as it was during the regular season. But we've got several guys that we'll be happy to give the baseball to, and you know, we expect good things out of them. We've actually pitched better down the stretch than we have, you know, in early part of the season and the middle part of the season. So, you know, our guys have shown some improvement of late, and that's what you want from a coaching standpoint. You want to have the confidence in your guys to know that they can go out and compete and get better every time out. And I think our guys have done that, and And again, they, you know, they don't. College kids are amazing. They don't worry so much. They don't read the stat sheets like we do. They probably read their own stat sheets more than they read the opposition, just to keep up with how well they're doing and what their numbers look like. But you know, they're just, you know, the whole thing for our pitching staff is we got to understand it doesn't matter who the hitter is. You know, one of the things that we tell our guys all the time, one of my favorite sayings in baseball was an old interview they did with Steve Carlton. They asked Steve Carlton, who's the toughest hitter he's ever thrown to? And he looked at the guy asking the question with a strange look on his face, and he said, I never threw to the hitter. I always threw to my catcher. And I think our guys understand that, you know, they've got to go out and execute the pitch regardless of who the hitter is. And that's our mentality, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. We'll certainly not back away from anybody. TCU is a very good baseball team and a very good offensive club. But, you know, we've pitched well down the stretch, and our numbers aren't as impressive as some of the other clubs, but, you know, I like our guys, and I'm ready to go to battle with them.
Jamie, last minute with Coach Shoup here from Florida State. Who you handed the ball to Saturday?
Well, we haven't quite determined that yet. We've got two left-handers. Sean Gilmartin has been our Friday night guy, our you know, that starts the series for us every weekend all year long. But he threw twice during the Super Regional, came back on Sunday and threw 50 additional pitches after starting Friday. He's a warrior. We've got another left-hander that threw great on Saturday, didn't get the decision, but threw outstanding. Maybe he got the loss, but he came out. It was like a 2-1, 3-2 ball game. So either one of those lefties, Brian Bush is the guy that started on Saturday for us and has been for the second half of the season. Either one of those lefties will get the baseball, and, you know, a lot depends on how well Sean rebounds from throwing twice last weekend. But either one of them, you know, one's going to throw the first game and one's going to throw the second. So we'll sit down and look a little bit further and talk to our guys and see how they feel and make that determination here in the next couple of days. But regardless, you know, either one of them are very capable of pitching well, and they understand what's at stake now at this part of the season, and they're looking forward to pitching in where every college baseball player dreams of pitching, and that's in the College World Series. And we're excited as not only as a pitching staff but as a complete club to get out there. I'm excited to, you know, be out there for the closing ceremonies of Rosenblatt Stadium, and just what a great venue for college baseball, and it has been for so many years. Our guys understand that. Obviously, nobody probably out there understands it better than Coach Martin does, all the years that he's been there and all the years that he's been involved in college baseball. So we're just excited. We'll take it each game at a time, and we'll play the game and not worry so much about the opposition, and hopefully that'll be good enough to keep us out there for a while.
And, Jamie, last thought before we let you go. You mentioned Coach Martin. He's been there numerous times, but the Seminoles haven't been able to get that last win, that last game. What a way it would be to go out. Does that get brought up a lot down there, that you still haven't got off the schneid?
No, that's something that's kind of not talked about. That's like the no-hitter, when a pitcher has a no-hitter. That's kind of we kind of shy away from that a little bit. But, boy, wouldn't that be great. You couldn't write a better script for closing ceremonies in Rosenblatt Stadium. But, you know, there's a lot of work a lot of work that goes into making that happen for our baseball team. As I say, you know, you can't put that kind of pressure on your baseball team. All we can do is go out and play the best we can, and if we play well, then we'll be satisfied and comfortable with the results. And, you know, we just hope we're able to put our guys in a position to play as well as they can and prepare them as good as we can. You know, baseball is a strange game that you can make the perfect pitch and it be hit over the second baseman's head and fall in for a single, and that may score a run. So you can't tell. Baseball is not a game that you can predict the outcome all the time. But we just want to play well, and hopefully us playing well will lead to us playing long out there. And if that's for the national championship at the end and Coach Martin's there to hoist that trophy, then I can't think of a better script, and I can't think of a better way for us as a Florida State program to close out Rosenblatt Stadium.
Jamie, we appreciate the time you gave us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Tell Jason thanks so much for setting up the interview, and best of luck, and enjoy Omaha.
Thank you. We're looking forward to getting back out there, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Sounds good. Jamie Shoup, associate head coach, does the recruiting, takes care of the pitchers at Florida State, as they will take on TCU game 1, 1 o'clock. on Saturday, and it gets underway right here on ESPN Radio. Man, it's amazing that they've been there that many times, have never won it. They're 0-3 in the finals, and I think they're on the right side of the bracket. I think they get a good draw in a team that hasn't been there before. So TCU, obviously very, very good, but not a high-scoring ball club. Florida State can get any amount of runs on the board. They're going to win this baseball game. This is going to be a low-scoring first game of the College World Series. We'll take a break. We're going to talk more baseball and some football from James Hale. Sooner Steve will love it because he's with the Sooner Network, and he's at KREF, the ref down in Norman. Back after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
John Callahan of Huskers Illustrated.
Quarterbacks Taylor Martinez and Cody Green giving you a different dimension to their offense.
Steve Sippel, the beat writer for the Lincoln Journal-Star.
He gives you that dimension of speed that I don't think you can keep him off the field.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents weekly Big Red Lunches. Wednesdays beginning September 1st. Brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Home Federal Savings Bank, and Midas.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today as we'll see a chance for a few scattered showers or storms around the area. High temperatures will stay up around 89, with south winds increasing to 15 to 30 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. You realize your College World Series fact of the day is LSU is 6-0 in championship games? 6-0. They get to the finals, they never lose. And you won't lose either when you're munching down on the new lunch buffet at Godfather's in Kearney. Oh, it's only $6.50 with salad bar? You kidding me? Godfather's is in their new location now, the Archway Plaza. And that's just west of Complete Nutrition on North 2nd and 42nd Street in Kearney. Full delivery all the time, 11 to 10 Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11 Friday and Saturday. 234-9444, 234-9444. Check them out today at Godfather's in Kearney, where the lunch buffet is served every day, 7 days a week, from 11 to 2, just $6.50.
In the Archway Plaza, new location for the last couple months, so... appreciate Godfather being one of the sponsors here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, we head live to Oklahoma, where James Hale gives us his perspective on everything that's going on. James, how are you today?
Let's reconnect with James Hale there. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. Yesterday, Commissioner Dan Beebe spoke twice. He actually had a teleconference, and then he had a press conference so that they could ask him a few questions out there. I thought one of the big things is that right now they are not looking to expand. They are not looking to add to the 10 teams. I wonder if that's because they know there's nobody out there right now that is willing to come to this conference because it's still a little frail, or if they are just trying to settle in and get things going again.
I thought the championship game was such a big part of it, Doug. I thought that was a major, major deal that they had to have at one point. Now, apparently, not so much of a factor.
Well, that was one of the big deals when the Big 12 was formed and they had the championship game. But again, now that everybody plays everybody, I guess it all works out. There's so many different angles to any championship game. It all depends. What if you play the same guy, you know, 2 weeks later? You know, you get him in the next-to-last game of the season, and then you got to turn around and play him again. Maybe you play the team when somebody's injured, a key cog is injured. You know, maybe you lose Sam Bradford against Texas, but then 3 months later, he's healthy and can play again, and it's a whole different ball game. Same way for any school that's in there. You take away their star, and you never know what's going to happen.
Well, he took about 3 or 4 stars away for Oklahoma a year ago. But with the Sooners' perspective, James Hale joins us right now. James, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today.
Hey, guys, it's my pleasure, and things are going well with you.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. The travel is going to be good, and we're going to have some new faces to see here, and we're going to obviously miss our friends from Oklahoma. And I think that's any time we've been talking here the last few weeks, what are you going to miss most about the Big 12? That is by far number one on the list, which is hard to believe with the games that were played in the 70s and 80s. But, James, let's jump right into it. James, of course, has his own radio show from 3 to 6 in the afternoon on the Ref KREF. And James, what has it been like in Oklahoma? We keep saying up here that it's been quiet. We don't hear what's going on in Oklahoma. Oklahoma hasn't stepped out and made the noise like Texas did and A&M and the schools that weren't going to get to stick around. They just kind of kept calm, it seemed like, during all of this. Is that the Oklahoma perspective? Is that your perspective?
Well, that's been the university's perspective. That's not been the media here. I mean, it's been almost Armageddon, you know, over the last few days. I've been amazed at some of the things that have been said and written here. So many people said it was a lock. Oklahoma was going to the Pac-10, and all these 6 schools were going to the Pac-10. And I knew behind the scenes Oklahoma was working to stay in the conference. So it can't be a lock if you've got schools working behind the scenes to keep the conference together. So it's been Armageddon in that everybody already formulated opinions. Everybody was already sitting travel plans. Everybody was already expecting what to do, where to go. And now they're sitting there and they act like they're bitter now that they're in the Big 12 still. And the Big 12's changed somewhat. You lose a great athletic program in Nebraska. You lose a nothing program in Colorado. Colorado hasn't been good in sports in a while. So what difference does it make if Colorado goes? Denver, the city of Denver doesn't pay attention to Colorado. I love Coach Hawkins. He's a great guy. He's going to be great at the Big 12 Media Days for the next 2 years. But, you know, they're not a good athletic program. They haven't been in a long time. And now they're going out to the Pac-10 by themselves. Is it really going to make them better? So the big loss here is just because everybody, there's not anybody in Oklahoma that doesn't respect the Nebraska athletic program, doesn't respect the Nebraska football program. It's a unique rivalry in that the two programs care for each other and like each other. Now, I think Oklahoma's disappointed. Nebraska's leaving for the Big 12, but the Big 10. You know, but that's more to do with the fact they like them. I mean, it's kind of like your best friend says, I'm moving to California and only going to see you once a year, once every 5 years now. And it's kind of a weird deal in that regard. And sure, losing Nebraska doesn't help the Big 12 in strength and just prestige. And that's what you lose. But it's been, Oklahoma has handled this correctly. They didn't come out and make outlandish statements. They didn't try to lead the media one way or the other. Those of us that had some contacts and could deal with some people, you know, you had to read between the lines and you had to put stories together. But certainly at no point did I think Oklahoma was a dead cinch lock to go to the Pac-10. And it was amazing how many people, including folks at ESPN and others, that just had Oklahoma as a dead cinch lock to go to the Pac-10 when Oklahoma was still talking to the SEC. But more importantly, Oklahoma was one of the driving forces behind the scenes to keep the conference together.
James, in hindsight, wouldn't it have been easier for Commissioner Beebe to be more proactive and maybe all this would have been an afterthought and everybody would still be together in the Big 12?
Yeah, sure. I can't argue with that statement whatsoever, and I've been asked this a million times. If the money is going to be there, you know, in a year or two, didn't they know it was going to be there 6 months ago or 8 months ago? But see, this is one of those cases where you don't know you have a problem until somebody jumps up. This was a corporate takeover. I mean, and sometimes, you know, just study business and study some of the great businesses out here and some of the most aggressive takeovers. Sometimes the business that got took over didn't see it coming either. Things were going great. You know, vacations are set. Bonuses are being made. Everybody's got benefits. Then all of a sudden, boom, somebody starts buying up your stock and all of a sudden you're gone. And that's kind of what the happened to the Big 12 here. The Big 12 was talking expansion. The Big 12 was one of the teams. When the Big 10 started talking expansion, so did the Big 12, but they didn't act fast enough. They thought they had solidarity, or at least, which was a total misconception, because I don't know, you guys can tell me about, you know, the discomfort Nebraska had. I mean, I've heard it for years. Nebraska didn't like the fact that it was, that a lot of the things that were taking place were when Texas, the commissioner's office, the conference offices, the Big 12 championship game. And I understand all that, you know, and it makes sense. Nebraska's a great program, and I've never understood why we do all these things down in Texas all the time anyway. But that's me, and I've kind of been a lone wolf out here going, I don't care if we play in Kansas City. I don't care if the basketball tournament's in Kansas City every once in a while. I don't care if we go to Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City or Denver or Lincoln. I don't care. It made perfect sense to me, but I think the Big 12 got caught with their pants down, and it cost them a great program in Nebraska, and it cost them at least a program that's been involved with them for a long time in Colorado.
James Hale from the Ref KREF 1400 in Oklahoma joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. James, yeah, you're right, exactly right about that point. And I think one thing that just continually frustrated Nebraska is that it seemed like the folks in the north were on that side and would like some items up here, but every time it came up for a vote, 11-1. 11-1. Kansas,
right.
Kansas State, Missouri, nobody, when it came up to time to do it, nobody took sides. And now you flip-flop that, and all of a sudden everybody up here and in the north part of the country thinks Oklahoma, I don't think caved is the word, but thinks Oklahoma is just kind of biting on the coattails of Texas through this whole thing, and obviously you don't think that's the case.
Well, you know, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you're part of a group, if Oklahoma at any time had left the Big 12 wouldn't be going today. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Oklahoma and Texas felt like they were stronger together than apart, than they would be apart. And that's what, and so did Texas A&M in the end. Texas A&M could have gone to the SEC. They flirted with that. But everybody talks about, you know, riding the coattails or just doubling, you know, just doubling over to what, you know, what Texas wanted them to do. What are their options? What did they want to do? Oklahoma never wanted to leave the conference anyway. Oklahoma wasn't making noise to leave the conference. How do you know that Oklahoma didn't convince Texas to stay in the league? I think Texas has always been the driving force behind the Pac-10. Well, wasn't Oklahoma. Oklahoma didn't go search that out. Oklahoma's talked a lot more to the SEC, or at least let them give them a phone call, than any other conference. It wasn't the Pac-10. Would Oklahoma have gone to the Pac-10? I think in the end, if the Big 12 didn't stand up, yeah, I think Oklahoma was headed to the Pac-10. But they were talking to the SEC, and they may have found out that would have been a better option. But this perception that Oklahoma cowtailed to Texas or just gave in to Texas doesn't make any sense. Oklahoma's going to be in a league somewhere, and Oklahoma is in the same conference they were in, which is what they wanted the whole time. So didn't Oklahoma get what they wanted?
Fair enough. James Hale joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. James, when this conference was formed back in the middle of the 90s, the conference championship game was such a huge deal. Another 11-1 vote that went against Nebraska and went against Tom Osborne. It was such a big deal to generate all this revenue. Now it's fine. We got 10 teams and we just don't have a conference championship. That's just the way it is. And everybody's fine with that. Is that surprising? Or why wouldn't Beebe be proactive and say, listen, Larry Scott, I'm going after Arizona and Arizona State to make our 11th and 12th teams. I'm gonna show you who's boss in this deal.
Well, that's what I would do. You know, I've always been one that, even though I know that the coaches have hated the Big 12 championship game, they thought it was just an extra game that could hurt them as much as help them. They didn't think they got a whole lot out of it, but they could get hurt a lot out of it. Heck, Oklahoma's the only team, if I remember correctly, that's actually lost that game and still gone to the BCS championship game. And everybody raised heck about that, if you remember. And that didn't look good. It didn't make common sense. You know, you lose your BCS, you lose your Big 12 championship game, and you're still going to play in the national championship game? That didn't make much sense to a lot of folks. So I've always thought the Big 12 championship game would be around in the conference, but I'm not surprised that the coaches, you know, if you ask any of the coaches, they didn't want to play in it. They don't want to play in it because you don't need to play in it. You play a tough enough schedule. You play a good enough schedule. You hope the conference is strong enough that if you're undefeated, even with one loss, you still have a chance to play in the national championship game. But from a conference perspective, I always thought it was better. I mean, here, the final Saturday in college football, the Big 12 is in prime time with a game that a lot of people are watching. Means more money for the conference. So I'm a little surprised they're not going to have that game, and I wouldn't be shocked if they still don't have that game. Remember, we're 2 years down the road before this new agreement actually kicks in. And it also wouldn't surprise me if the Big 12 doesn't eventually expand. Again, we're 2 years down the road, and they may determine after this football season it's better to add some teams. And I know they're still looking at teams. They've talked to other teams in the conference. So, I mean, not in the conference, but out and about. And your suggestion for Arizona and Arizona State makes sense, too. So we'll see down the road. I still think there's a lot of things that can happen, but I do think the Big 12 is going to survive.
James Hale from AM 1400 following the Pulse of Oklahoma. I actually want to give you one question about competition. Hey, the baseball team's coming to Omaha, James. Is anybody fired up about it, or is it all still
everybody
this time?
Everybody fired up about
good,
it.
Good, good.
This has been a baseball team that, you know, baseball is an interesting sport. It's kind of like all the other sports at OU. People don't really get involved with it until about midway through the season, and then they catch on. But they had a great regional in Norman. The crowds were great. Then OU played in a great regional at Virginia. 4,500 people were there, and Oklahoma thrived in that environment. And Oklahoma played this way that they played for a long, long time. You know, they just never gave up. I mean, Oklahoma lost the opening game of several series in the Big 12, and yet would come back and win the series. This is not as talented as a team as the last OU team in the World Series. That team that won the national championship in 94 had the Minor Twins. Both played pro baseball. They had Bucky Buckles, who was one of the great stories in college baseball as a closer. Mark Redman, had a long and successful major league career. Then a number of the guys are either coaching or playing in baseball that were also on that team. But Oklahoma got on a roll. The Minor Twins were special. They were hitting long-distance home runs that we haven't seen around here in a while. Buckles was lights out in the bullpen, and he could go longer than an inning. He could give you multiple innings. And then Redman, Russ Ortiz, who also pitched in the major leagues, Gajewski, a lot of the guys on that team were just tremendous. This team reminds me of that team, except not as talented. Bouchel is a very talented player. So Seitzer, but I don't think they're the Minor Twins. And there's not a Mark Redman on this team, and there's not a Bucky Buckles on this team. But the rest of the team is pretty comparable. And what I've learned about baseball this year, guys, it looks to me like if you get past that opening day ace, not many teams have two or three other aces they can throw out there. Texas did, and they didn't make the tournament. So it's going to be a lot of fun in Omaha. I love to come in Omaha and eat. So they'll have some great steaks there. You can find some great food, and it'll be a lot of fun.
James Hale, James, we're going to let you get out of here with this. The Big 12 survives, and I'm so glad it did. In 6 months, will Dan Beebe be the commissioner of the Big 12?
Wow. I don't know. I don't know. Doesn't it depend on maybe how successful he really is? I think he's got a two-year window to really get this thing solid and going and really make it happen. What I kind of hope he does, because I think they'd look hard at Joe Castiglione to be the commissioner of the Big 12, and he's really good for OU. I think Joe, I don't know if anybody will realize across the country what Joe did behind the scenes and the work he did behind the scenes to try to hold this together. And if you ever get a chance to talk to Coach Osborne, ask him if Joe worked hard to try to convince him to stay in the league too. Joe really respects Nebraska. And I know when Joe has to talk about Nebraska, you can hear in his voice he's kind of going, well, good for them, we're disappointed. You can just tell the disappointment's in his heart. You know, he was the AD at Missouri before. He's always had this relationship with Nebraska, and he knows how strong it is here. I don't know. I think a lot depends over the – 6 months, yes. 2 years, that's debatable that Commissioner Beebe would be there.
James Hale. James, if they want to listen on the Internet, on the web, how do they do it?
SportsTalk1400TheRef.com, or if you're ever driving around the Oklahoma City, Norman area, surrounding areas, it's 1400 AM on your radio dial.
James, it's always great to talk with you. Hopefully we'll see you in Omaha this weekend. If not, we'll catch you in Dallas.
Hey, well, you know, if we do, you know, I'm joining you guys for a steak somewhere, all right?
You got it, buddy. Take care.
All right, see ya.
James, James Hale, he's the best with Oklahoma sports, and just good times. Here's my thought. Can you believe that 10-3 could be the final Nebraska-Oklahoma football game for years, over a decade? The only way Nebraska and Oklahoma are going to play football again in this decade, it would seem like, is if they both make the championship game in Dallas, Texas, this December. And Nebraska would then probably get to have the longest time without losing to Oklahoma in the series, in the history of the series.
With,
so
with the game officiated by Dan Beebe's brother, sister, mom, and dad.
Boy, you really, for some reason, think this is all Dan Beebe's fault. It's all Texas.
Whatever. That's the way it's always been.
Hey, folks, don't forget to get signed up for Jersey's 5th Annual 4-Person Golf Scramble. It's this Friday, 1 o'clock shotgun start at Meadowlark Hills, just $75 per person. Get you the cart, the green fees, the drink tickets, and 10% discount on the bar tab at Jersey's that night. If you do it right, then you're playing for free.
Doesn't
take a genius to figure it out. You get a good bar tab, bam, you're playing for free. All participants are also entered into a drawing to win a trip for 2, 3 days, 2 nights to their choice of one of 20 different locations. Head to Jersey's for lunch today or any time and get signed up. Give them a buzz. There's cash payouts, great flag prizes. Sign-up sheets are at Jersey's Bar and Grill, and they are filling up fast. So give them a buzz today. Jersey's 5th Annual 4-Person Scramble this Friday at Meadowlark Hills. We'll be back with more after this.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
Are you spending your whole day off mowing the lawn? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn mower at Ace Hardware. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider, because the summer is too short to spend it all cutting grass. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. Plus, at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, knows there are certain places made just for guys, like restaurants with 9 different types of buffalo wings next to a go-kart track. That's Sport Clips. Sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a great haircut from people who specialize only in men's and boys' hair care. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com to find a store nearest you and ask for the MVP treatment.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89, $170 value. You get an 18-volt cordless drill, circular saw, 2 rechargeable batteries, a 1-hour charger, and a bag to keep it all in. It's got Father's Day written all over it. A Ryobi One Plus starter kit for just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Summer's finally here, and if you want to make your summer memories last longer than your tan, get into Kearney Yamaha now. Make memories for the whole family at the lake with a new Yamaha jet ski from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, you can take advantage of $1,000 off on select new jet skis.
This is Tyler Cranes at Kearney Yamaha. We want to save you money on a brand new 2010 jet ski. Stop by today and you'll be enjoying the lake this weekend.
Your 2010 model jet ski with 160 horsepower, reverse, and off-throttle steering is waiting for you at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save.
And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today as we'll see a chance for a few scattered showers or storms around the area. High temperatures will stay up around 89 with south winds increasing to 15 to 30 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
I mean, she even cooks me pancakes and alpha salsa when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. We're more and more going on. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox. Sooner Steve joined us earlier today via the phone call. Adam and Holdridge says, holy crap, Sooner Steve. I was going to whip up some witty email comparing the 97 Huskers to the 97 Michigan Wolverines when I stumbled across our results from that year. Do you happen to recall what the score of the Nebraska-Oklahoma game was that year? Anyone? Anyone? That's right. 69-7 Huskers. I had to take a moment to let the laughter subside. Then I forgot why I was angry with your call. Anyway, thanks for the chuckle. Adam in Holdridge. 69-7.
Oh, Lord. You know, for you fans later in the week, College World Series fans, Jim Schlossennagel, the head coach of the Horned Frogs, will join us. We just received confirmation of that. So I was looking forward to that. They're the ones that knocked Texas out. Whether that makes you smile on the inside, whether that hurts your feelings because you wanted Texas to make the trip to Rosenblatt and to see what the reception would be by the fans. I've heard both ways. People I ask, say, oh, I would like Texas to have been there just to see how the Nebraska faithful treated them, and other fans say, ah, it's perfect. It's perfect they were knocked out and didn't make the final trip to Rosenblatt. So he will join us later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Don't forget, on the road the next 2 days, both in Hastings, we'll be at the 8-man All-Star Football Camp tomorrow, talking with coaches and some players and taking a look at the rest of the day's sports. That's tomorrow. Friday, we head to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, and we'll have a 2-hour show there to wrap up the week and get you ready for the Shrine Game, the Sertoma 8-man game, College World Series. It's all setting out there. It's very, very busy time. We're going to take a break, and we're back right after this.
Hey there, it's Mike Greenberg, and you know, you've been hearing me talk about GoToMeeting, which is the easiest and most convenient way to host online meetings from your PC or your Mac. And I've got exciting news. Now, you can even take it to go on the new iPad tablet. GoToMeeting just announced a free app built specifically for the new iPad. It makes online meetings more accessible than ever. With GoToMeeting on your iPad, you can attend online meetings on the go at a cafe, in a hotel, wherever you might be. Just download the GoToMeeting app, join sessions on your iPad tablet in seconds. You'll see the host computer screen on your iPad screen, connect to audio through your iPad or over the phone. I cannot recommend this highly enough for your PC, your Mac, or your iPad. And right now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting absolutely free for 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings absolutely free. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and don't forget the promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com, try it free, and the promo code Mike.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The
Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today as we'll see a chance for a few scattered showers or storms around the area. High temperatures will stay up around 89 with south winds increasing to 15 to 30 miles per hour. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show for our Wednesday Loper Link segment brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and by the College Store. Hey, Lopers, the College Store is open and has all your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear on 1420 West 24th Street, just south of the Health and Sports Center. And you can always check them out on the web at thecollegestore.com. Associate Athletic Director, Assistant Athletic Director. He's in charge of all the important stuff up there. Sean Fairbanks is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Do you need help?
We must have some phone problems today, so let's try that again. But annual Blue Gold was able to take place on Monday. A ton of participants. Golf at Meadowlark Hills. Golf going on at the Kearney Country Club. Some real good scores turned in at both places. Congratulations to the teams that won. And again, all that coming the way of a UNK. And now things are settling down. They're getting their women's walk going. You can check out everything that's Lopers on the web at Lopers.com. Lopers.com has everything that is going on. And they've lost one of their assistant baseball coaches, headed to Friends University. So we're seeing some of that going on back and forth. And you hate to see when things are going right, but that's what happens. If it's going right, that's going to happen.
People
and,
moving on better themselves. So
that's a good thing. And Sean Fairbanks joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, everybody survived Monday, it looks like.
Yeah. You know, it was a good day. We actually filled up. We're lucky after, 4 days of, drenching rain that clouds opened up and we were able to play some good golf. So, yeah, pretty excited.
Sean, I know early on there was some reservation. Maybe the tournament wasn't going to be full. You guys were jam-packed full, 280 golfers. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. And, we're pretty fortunate to have the support of the clubs that we do here in town. I mean, every year they kind of step up to the plate and help us out. But, there's only a certain amount when you're trying to get 18 holes in and you got a Monday to do it. You only want to have people out there for so long. And so the fact that we're able to fill both courses up with 23, 24 teams each year, it's kind of a testament to the type of support that we get from, not only individuals here in Kearney, but the businesses that also field teams. So,
Sean, do we have a number yet? And I know the numbers aren't going to be the same as they were with we've got the new format, I guess, here the last couple of years. So there's not auction numbers, silent auction, live auction the night before and all those numbers. But it looks like the numbers are fairly comparable. Do we have the numbers? And then after that, can you tell us a little bit about where the money goes that is raised at Blue Gold and how it is used?
Sure. I tell you what, I mean, from year to year, the change is based on a lot of different things that we do with additional scholarship ask. And I'll talk a little bit about something that we incorporated last year in terms of scholarships at our 19th hole event behind golf. But basically, with expenses taken into consideration and stuff like that, we're looking at about $25,000 to $30,000 that was raised this year. So, good numbers. All that money goes towards scholarships between our sports that we have here and, goes for good cause. And, I know you guys are aware, money, figures came out here recently in terms of, tuition and fees and how the system is having to make that move. And so this money is key, and it's something that we have to continually look at trying to keep up and not just go above and beyond that amount, but try to, you know, at least stay even, and then from there you can go from there. But
Sean, talk a little bit about the new format you guys have went to the last 2 years.
Oh, sure, yeah. A couple of years ago, what we did was we kind of took a look at, just with the two-day event, because typically, and I know a lot of people will remember this, but we used to have a banquet that goes along with this on Sunday, the banquet and auction. And so one of the things that we tried to do is say, hey, let's make this, you know, just kind of a really good day of it. And so a lot of times what would happen is we would potentially have people who were at the auction who couldn't golf, or we would have vice versa. This is a way to get all those people together. It makes it a good Monday. We're able to have one huge event that also incorporates some activity and some socializing after the golf. And so we really like the move, and the feedback that we've gotten from those people who have been involved has been very positive. So,
well, Sean, we appreciate you doing the Loper Link and letting us know, letting the fans out there know what was raised, $25,000 to $30,000, all going to the athletic department for scholarships and for what's needed up there. I know we've been lacking behind, but the community, once again, for the football team stepped up, for the baseball team stepped up. It's never really surprising what this community does for this university.
Oh, it's amazing. You look at the numbers and the type of, the people that we have here, regardless of whether it's through attendance, whether it's through, donating, whether it's through time and talent, and, you know, from the volunteer basis with the chamber, I mean, hosting the national events, everything. I mean, people have always stepped up, and, I mean, that's the thing, that it's not just about pride that we have for athletics, but it's the pride that we have as a community, and so it's a great partnership. I mean, we're very fortunate to have that, so.
Sean, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and a great work on Monday. Take a deep breath, maybe get a nap in this afternoon.
Hey, I tell you what, you guys, we'll get you guys out there next year. You guys will either be golfing, or we'll have you guys out there on site, and, you know, hopefully we can, see what kind of golf game you guys are bringing.
Well, that would be fair to partly really bad. Bad for both of us. So, hey, Sean, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, no problem. You guys take care.
Take care, Sean. Our Loper Link brought to you by Cheddar West National Bank. Call Russ Smith. He offers all types of loans, from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, with your textbooks, the cheapest guaranteed. Go to thecollegestore.com for more details, thecollegestore.com. A couple of other things that have happened here. The Nebraska School Activities Association Daddy has awarded their first Farmers School Sportsmanship Program. It's designed to recognize member high schools that establish and follow a quality sportsmanship program within their athletic activities. 10 schools from across the state have won that, including Loup City, Arapahoe, and Gothenburg. So congratulations to those institutions. Also in high school sports, longtime Lincoln East coach Marty McCurdy is stepping down. He has been the head coach of the Spartans for 19 years. They won state championships in three consecutive years from 02 to 04, and he coached 20 individual state champions and was always right there, maybe one of the best friends of the Kearney wrestling program and Coach Tom McCann. So we will see him move on. One other wrestling note that I came across here, the young lady from Omaha North, Brittany Taylor, she's not returning to school. She's going to try and qualify for the Olympics. She moves up into Marquette, Michigan at the U.S. Olympic Education Center. She has medaled a couple times at the state tournament and was the first female to ever make the finals during her sophomore year, and lost to the Kearney wrestler Hunter Bamford this year in the quarterfinals, I believe it was.
Interesting path, but nonetheless, so you guys going on to the Education Center and trying to make the Olympic team.
And the U.S. Cellular Cup, the year-long Nebraska School Activities Association award that goes to the schools that did the best in all activities. Class A, Millard West wins it. Kearney fifth. Then they break it down into boys and girls. Kearney was third on the boys' side, 10th on the girls' side. In Class B, Omaha Scut is your overall champion. Scut also led the way for the boys. And on the girls' side, Seward racked up the most points, with Grand Island Northwest sixth. In Class C, Hastings St. Cecilia brings it home. No surprise there as they win it. And here's something I know you'll enjoy, Daddy. the top five, Hastings, St. Cecilia, Norfolk Catholic, Columbus, SCOTUS, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, Minden, the first non-parochial school to be listed on the list there, and they are at number 6, Sandy Creek, number 8, Broken Bow, number 9. St. Cecilia boys, amazingly, how is this possible? They were second to Norfolk Catholic. They won 4 state championships, but yet they're second. We'll have to check on that formula. Minden was 10th on the boys' side for the girls. Kearney Catholic 2nd, Central Catholic 3rd, Sandy Creek 4th, and Minden 8th. And the all-school Class D trophy goes to Lindsay Holy Family, 2nd to the Vikings of Bertrand High School.
Yeah! Yes!
Clay Center is 8th. Hampton and Palmer tied for 10th. Ewing had the top boys' score. Amherst was actually tied for 5th. Bertrand 7th. And on the girls' side, Bertrand was 2nd, Clay Center 4th, Ansley 6th, Bruning Davenport was 10th. So congratulations to all those that are bringing home the U.S. Cellular Cup in 2009 and 10.
The new gym is starting to pay off, really is.
That's the deal?
That's the deal. We got her in Bertrand, and they got it going on. So good job, ladies and gentlemen.
Tomorrow on the show, we are live at the 8-man Sertoma High School football camp in Hastings, going on at the college, Central Community College, and the game, of course, going on Saturday. We'll talk with coaches, players. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us tomorrow on the show as well. We're going to be talking a lot about the College World Series, talking with TCU's coach, among others, on Friday's program, live from Bullseye in Hastings. I just can't wait. Every game of the College World Series right here on ESPN. We want to thank Jamie Shoup, the associate head coach at Florida State, and James Hale from 1400 AM in Norman, Oklahoma, the ref, for joining us on the program today. Sean Fairbanks as well with our local link segment.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show live from the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Game in Hastings, 23 hours from now, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!